Now, the situation has caused lots of headaches for lawmakers and school leaders across the state. Adam Cotterell has more now on what one school district is doing to try and keep its students connected.
The Casha School District uses the IEN in all five of its high schools. But district spokesperson Debbie Critchfield says some, like Declo High, rely on it for courses required for graduation.
Of their 80 seniors, they actually have 67 seniors that are currently enrolled in online math class. And the teacher is actually out of another high school within our district.
Critchfield says the district is trying to negotiate a deal with local providers as quickly as possible, but that there could be a gap in service. So the district is brainstorming backup plans, like shuttling teachers around the 2,000-square-mile district.
We are not going to punish our seniors. Our students will be able to finish their courses. As far as the actual electronic delivery systems, we're working on that.
Critchfield says there are companies willing to cover all Casha schools. However, Critchfield, who is also a member of Idaho's State Board of Education, worries that some districts won't find providers. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.